Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. We're already at the middle of the week.
Hey-o.
Get into it.
Happy hump day.
I'll tell you what.
People don't say that.
Riding in. Did you have the windows down in the car today?
No.
Well, it was cold.
I had my heat seaters on, my windows up.
You know what's not fair is I ride into the city from the northeast, so therefore I ride in every morning is a southwesterly, but then when I go ride home, the wind turns around.
Oh,
I know it's going to happen again. It had that blast of southwesterly straight on my face this morning.
Yesterday was really cold, Marto. I stood at football last night and it was freezing.
Jumper. It's after Easter.
You know what I've noticed, Marto, as well? If you're riding in, what's going to make it colder? You've shaved the beard off too, mate.
Yes.
If you're going into a headwind with no beard, that's going to get chilly, bro.
Thank you for mentioning that because I was really starting to become, like, cozy with the beard. The beard became familiar to me.
My beard was coming straight out from my face. How do those people grow beards that seem to go down and be all nice?
They must
oil
it. A bit longer.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
I couldn't wait. I was touching it too much.
Adam Reynolds! For Ariat Rebar Work Jeans, built to perform, built to last, built for you. Check them out at ariat.com.au.
Here he is! Well, there's some people always thought they were going to be a one-club man, and this bloke is one of them, but what an emotional week is as you come up against the Rabbitohs. Adam Reynolds, good morning.
Morning, how you going?
Reno, didn't get to play them round one due to COVID. How excited and pumped are you to come up against them this week?
Yeah, definitely excited. Probably more excited in the way the team's going at the moment. Had a good week on last week, sorry. We're building, and hopefully we can carry that form over into this week.
There's certain players in every team are characters. Jai Arrow, you had a quick crack at him in a press conference the other day about his field goal kicking ability, nil. Has he hit back? Has he sent a text message, thanks very much or anything, or I'll come and get you?
We're regularly in touch, me and Jai. He's a good mate of mine, and he's seen the stitches in my face and said I'll get a nice little massage across the face there come the end day.
How is it? Tell me what happened the other night. Was that like virtually across your brow line, or was it the nose where you got clipped on by that elbow?
Yeah, sort of the top of the nose, just off to the side. So pretty weird spot to get cut. Was bleeding pretty bad at the time, so I had to get in there and get a stitch at half time and just get on with it.
Another friend of yours that you'll be coming up against, Cody Walker, who you paired in the halves at the Rabbitohs. The headline I read in the paper was Cody's stats go south after his mate heads north. It seems Cody Walker seems to be missing you, but to our advantage, Reno.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I haven't seen that in the papers or anything, but no, he's a good mate of mine. He's a classy player, and we've seen on the weekend that he bounced back to typical form that he's shown over the last couple of years. So we can't take him lightly. He's obviously a threat, and we need to do it as a team.
Hey, what's the hardest thing about coming up against your old club?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Probably the style that they know I'm going to play or how I play personally. But as a team, look, they're well established. Their spine's well established. They've played a number of games together and they've formed combinations. Us at the Broncos, we're fairly new with each other. Tamari Martin's only 2 games back into playing first grade and Tyson Gamble the same. So,
is there anything you've been sitting there with Kevy this week tactically that, or have they changed? Because you're not there at South, they've changed completely, or will some of your knowledge still be handy?
No, they're still playing similar to the way they were last year. And look, there's certain cues that they live by on certain plays, what their defensive structures and whatnot will be. So, yeah, a little bit of knowledge, inside knowledge, and hopefully it breaks them down on the night.
Adam, you just mentioned the spine and Tamari Martin, obviously, there at fullback. Tyson Gamble's been paired with you in the halves again, and they've been playing Walters and Pakes in and out of hooker. Consistency in the spine is a big thing that we have lacked. This is the third same team that Kevy's picked 3 weeks in a row now. Will that help moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about it, picking and sticking, basically, this time around. We haven't had the luxury of doing that over the first couple of rounds. Obviously, suspension, injuries and whatnot that go along with rugby league. But You know, for us, only two games in, but two wins together as a spine, and we get to go again this weekend, so hopefully we can make it through.
Tomorrow night at the Olympic Stadium, Broncos versus Rabbitohs. Now, just make sure on fifth tackle, no one else receives the ball other than you. Is that clear?
Yeah, we've given strict
thank you.
Rules to Tyson. He won't be kicking on last again.
Thank you. You know what I'm referring to. Adam Reynolds, good
night,
mate.
You, Reno.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, mate. Good luck.
Ariat Rebar Work Jeans. Built to perform, built to last, built for you. Check them out, ariat.com.au. It's Triple M.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, I want to talk about live-to-air TV because there hasn't been a lot to watch. You know, I love The Voice. It's nearly at the end. Well, last night was the last of the turning chairs.
Oh, that's the end of it. My wife has been binge-watching that every afternoon, bang, 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 and crying.
Well, has she been binge-watching Matt Wright's Wild Territory?
No.
The Crocodile Hunter,
the new fella
on TV.
Yeah, with a good-looking wife.
He's got a new show, Wild Territory, with his wife, you mentioned. She is beautiful. Kaya is her name.
Have you watched the show?
I watched it last night.
What's his actual go? Is he a cattle farmer who just catches crocs?
Yeah, he does a bit of everything. They call him the Outback Wrangler. No, not the Elton John version.
I just really wanted to play Crocodile Rock.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is the Matt Wright version. It's a little bit more rugged. There's no rose-coloured glasses. It sounds a little bit like this.
Hold him. Don't wrap around your boots, otherwise you'll drag you in the water.
Put the rope on his snout. Oh, he's not wanting to play the game. Here he comes.
Banjo, where are you?
Watch that kid.
Yeah, you stay there. Mummy's got a very big crocodile.
Yes.
Come on, hun.
Yeah, I'm coming, come on.
Mummy's got a very big crocodile. That is the third person in the family, Banjo, the two-year-old, who sits so patiently on the banks while Mum and Dad do their job. I mean, you were up Anastasia Palaszczuk for bringing her boyfriend to work with her. Mm. What about bringing your two-year-old child to some crocodile wrestling, Marto?
Well, I suppose they grow up tough. It's good for the kid. I saw him pulling on a snake the other day, that kid. Yeah. Pulling on about an 8 metre long python,
Incredible.
He was pulling its tail.
Steve famously did it with Robert under his arm.
Yes. Did you see the photo on the weekend? They printed that photo and they said that's why Steve Irwin, because of that photo, never got Australian of the Year that year. So
they didn't like the vibe of it, did they?
Just talking about that. So they're building this guy up to be the new Steve Irwin, aren't they?
Well, I think so.
What are they calling
him? The new crocodile hunter. Outback Wrangler. He's from the Northern Territory. He's got a big farm up there that you can go and visit.
He's a real deal.
He's got a farm. He's got a big...
He flies helicopters.
Yeah. He wrangles horses.
Did Steve ever fly a helicopter?
I think so, mate.
Catches wild Mustangs.
With Robert dangling out the side.
Now, listen, it's Terry. She'll want to... There'll be an assassination test on this boat. Because if this guy starts, it'll erase the memory of Steve. No one will ever remember what Steve did.
Well, I think he'll always be compared to Steve Irwin. I think that's the thing. Like, Steve will be remembered forever. He was iconic. And there will be men who will come and go and try to be Steve or, you know. But I think this guy's relatively genuine. Someone's just seen him, taken a hold of him and go, we can make some money out of him.
Yeah.
And he's going to get paid
stealing
to do
business?
It.
Is that what you're saying, Mark? Is he stealing business from Australia?
I land in Australia and go, I want to see some bloke catching crocs.
Yeah.
Do I go and see Matt Wright or do I go to Australia Zoo where they're feeding them a number four chicken?
Well, you can't be a monopoly in the industry, you know. Business creates business and maybe this might get Australia Zoo to up their game a little bit. They've got some competition.
What's he catching crocodiles for? For handbags and shoes?
I think he farms crocs for some of that purpose. But this was actually just a rescue of a crocodile that was in somewhere he shouldn't have been. But... can you imagine not only wrestling and wrangling crocodiles, but also being a mum?
Why don't you sit down there and
whoa, whoa, whoa! Look out!
He got the shit. I've never seen a crocodile do that.
He's a bit angry, that one.
Yeah, he's a bit angry, that one.
It's a crocodile. They're all
want to get a handbag out of this.
And all the while, she's got this two-year-old sitting there. She's trying to hold onto a rope with a croc and sort out Banjo at the same time.
Come sit down here. There's a poo. That's okay. I'll change your nappy after Dad's got the croc, okay?
Oh, God. Oh, you let him free range.
We're trying to film a TV show here, Banjo. Would you sit down, mate?
Stop pooing your pants.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously all playing happy families. Okay, we finally wrestled the crocodile. Come on down, Banjo.
Now you got him.
Banjo, darling, come here. How big's Dad's croc? Show me.
Daddy got a big croc.
Say well done, Dad.
Dad.
Oh, wait, mate. Dad's got it.
Yeah, Dad's got it. Very cute. Is Dad got a big croc or a big...
Are they all the penile... Is there a lot of penile... Is there a lot of penile humour, is there?
Yeah, a banjo can't quite get his R's into that croc, can he?
It's Triple M. Motto and
Margo. Margo, you know one of our favourite segments. We haven't done it for a while. Almost really died. Don't need to ring us. We're just going to... I just saw one last night and I thought, oh, my God.
Well, the last time we did it, Motto, was Airborne Edition.
That's right. People falling out of planes and
falling from a ladder, from the top level of a ladder.
Well, I just want to do one that I saw last night. It was out of China. And, you know, they've had those massive lockdowns in China. It's been shut down, I think, Shanghai for 4 or 5 weeks.
Taking away people's children.
They're going for COVID zero still. It's like it's over, guys.
I know.
Is it over?
I know.
Well, it was over.
And there's still people getting ill, but then there's, as in we're saying, almost nearly died. Here goes one.
Medical workers in Shanghai got a nasty shock when they realised the nursing home resident they were taking to the morgue was still alive. They made the discovery as they were loading his body into a van.
So efficient, those Chinese. It'll be cooked soon. Let's go it now. But you remember...
He was pronounced dead?
Yeah, you should have seen the video. It was from about 10 metres away, the camera, and they must have heard the person in the coffin making a noise. Opened it up and both of them gone reeling back as if they'd been shot.
They've gone early.
Do you remember Monty Python? And it was one of the greats when they used to be, bring out your dead.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
That's all time.
Too good. Thank you. Motto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast. What day is it? Yes, what day is it? May the 4th. Let's start properly. Play that again, the last of Chewbacca. Can you imagine? He was about 6'10", Chewbacca, and he wasn't a skinny 6'10". He had power to him. He was Payne Haas before Payne Haas arrived.
He would have jacked, been mate.
Big mobility. We're talking rugby league, and the reason I'm talking it is family. It's a real family game, rugby league, isn't it?
Well, my husband played. My son now plays.
No, not
is that.
That
what you mean?
No, I want multiples of brothers. It always fascinates me, whether it's Andrew and Matty Johns playing at Newcastle or the Stewart brothers playing at Manly
the
or
Walters
the Walters
brothers
at the Broncos.
Burgess brothers at South.
Yep. Oh, Jesus, how many of those? Buggers
was
there
Sam,
four?
Tom, George, and there was one more. Luke? He's like the Chris Hemsworth brother, Luke. No one remembers his name.
It's a Luke thing, is it?
It's a Luke thing, I think.
The Mortimers. There was twice the Mortimers in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. The Mortimers now, Steve, Gary and Mark. Yeah, and there's a Mark. Well, they played together. So the three brothers played that era.
Mm-hmm.
Then their sons started coming along about 15, 20 years later.
Yeah.
Well, probably more than 15 years later. Let's say 20 years later.
I hope so.
And both sets of three brothers won premierships at Canterbury.
Oh.
And that's how they had the name the Family Club. That's what they went, the Family Club, mainly because of, sort of a little bit cute. But
there's the Morris brothers as well.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. The twins always
Josh
played together.
And Brett, yeah.
Their old man Stevie played years before. The reason I bring it up is because the Trbojevićes, they're playing the Tigers on the weekend. You know, Tom Trbojevic coming back from injury this weekend. Tommy Turbo. Jake Turbo, he's always been in the middle there playing in number 13. Their younger brother, I've heard all about him, but he finally, this is the first time, the three of them will toddle onto the field.
Together.
To start an NRL game.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'd never seen them standing together before. You know how big Tom Trbojevic
is? He's tall and long and
this
lean.
This Ben Trbojevic has got him covered by an inch or two.
Taller again.
Taller again.
Is it Jake, the little one?
Jake.
Quite short.
Now, what happens there in families? Like, Jake's got a big square head, whereas this Tommy Turbo, who we all know, and Benny, they're tall, lean, and then there's...
Well, we always know as parents never to compare and that they're all different, Marto.
Is it the same dad? You check it out yourself on Saturday, and that's why they call it a family sport. Did someone sneak in the middle there and produce Jake? I'll let you check it out.
Triple M.
Hey, Marto, the other night, Corey and I found ourselves in a situation which I wasn't happy with initially because we have a dog, Buddy. We have two dogs, actually, Buddy and Andy. They're poodles, but Buddy is the newer, bigger of the poodles. Mm. He was Jagger's birthday present last year. Jagger is our seven-year-old son who was very sad with the void of our two puppies that we lost to the Land Cruiser a few years ago in the driveway. Wow. And Jagger was hit most hard by it. And he used to cry every night. He had a little photo of the dog with him beside the bed in a frame. He used to write notes. I crumbled him. I crushed his spirit.
No, you crumbled and bought another dog.
I crumbled.
You stayed tough.
And I bought him another dog, and he loves the dog. He sleeps with it. It's his best mate. Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. Anyway, Buddy, I told you, liked Andy, our other dog, and he used to put one over him, throw the leg over and get into him, so we got his balls removed. Yeah. What is it, castrate? Is that what they call it?
Castrate.
Yeah. We castrated him.
He's a castretto now.
But he got castrated before the school holidays, and Corey, my husband, refused to take him back to have his stitches removed. He's like, oh, they're just stitches. I'll do it. And I'm like, no, you can't. Corey seems to think that it's a thing, that he's a bit of a doctor, and that when the kids have stitches, when the dog has stitches, he just gets rid of them himself.
Would Corey be listening right now? Because if you're listening, mate, I understand completely. Because if you're playing football like he did and I did, we had so many cuts around our eyes and stuff that you couldn't be bothered.
That doesn't automatically and on your qualify face, you to remove.
Yes, it does.
What if you miss a stitch?
It doesn't matter. It gets a little bit festy and you go... A week later, you go, oh, shit, yuck. Mr. Stitch, I'll get that one. You used to pull it because the doctor would even say, don't worry about coming. You ask him.
I didn't sign up to be a vet's assistant because on the kitchen bench we laid the big standard poodle down. Yeah. I had to hold his head and his leg up cocked so that Corey could get in while he was there. It was a family affair. The two kids were, River and Jagger, were sitting up on the bench patting the dog, talking to him, saying, you're right, mate, you're right. And
did
then Wiley
the
had the torch.
Did he have the band with the
Wiley
light on
had
his
the
head?
Torch on the spot.
It was
and
like
then
a
Corey
council
was
job, wasn't it? A four-man.
With tweezers and a pair of scissors, like little toenail scissors.
It's
great
and
stuff.
Away we went. Yeah. Pulled the stitches out. It took a minute.
I think our listeners have told you before. You know, medicine's overrated. That 6 years that they do, and then 6 years at uni, then 2 years at the hospital, and become a doctor. Overrated. A lot of what they do, you can have a go at. I can have a go at, and I love having a go at diagnosing injuries and stuff. And then you realise your kid's got a broken arm.
How's that tooth of yours going that you pulled out, Marto?
Hang on, what?
It's infected.
Well, it's not there.
He's had to go back.
It didn't get, no.
What'd you do? Pliers?
No, don't worry. Yes. that's right. I'm not a fan of dentists.
That's why dentists, you pay them all that money, because it's a job that needs to be done by a professional.
But also, you can.
Is it infected?
Oh, it was a fair while ago, so it's cleared up. I got a few. I just pull them out now. I've given up on trying to fix teeth because they were too expensive. It was taking too long. I've pulled three out. I've pulled one out. Then I got pros in the next two.
But are they loose? And then you
They were. There's a terrible crushing noise where you go, I've already gone this far, I've got to keep going.
133353.
What do you want?
What did you perform yourself?
Now, you're talking dental, veterinary, or medical.
Well, Corey seems to think that pulling out stitches is a waste of time and it's relatively easy. And so whether it be the kids or the dogs or himself, he just does it himself. I'm like, no. That's what the doctor books you an appointment you for to go back.
Yeah. There will be an avalanche of 133353 callers going, yeah. You don't need to go to uni.
Cut your own stitches
You'll
out.
You'll get a lot of stitches. I'd be impressed if we got another tooth, though. That's another level.
I guarantee we'll get someone who's stitched up with fishing line or glued a wound together.
Sure.
All right, 133353. Have you got a doctor or yourself?
Doing your own plaster with some concrete. I'm sure, put a bit of Rio down there. Oh, that looks like a broken arm. I could sort that out.
That's silly.
How
do you
get
it off?
Why is it silly? If you're not near a doctor.
Do you jackhammer it? Do you jackhammer it in there with a saw?
Or the grinder.
You get grinded off? Yep. It's a bit of fun now.
Well, let's get into it.
Michael from Springwood.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Is it a thing doing your own doctor work?
Oh, look, you know, Dr. Michael, please.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Dr. Michael.
My father would ring me up. He had major leg problems over the years, and he'd had halos put around his leg with effectively stainless steel wire going straight through the halo, through the skin, through the bone, and out the other side.
What were they trying to achieve?
Well, they were just trying to... he was basically born with club feet.
Jesus.
Trying to straighten his legs and sort them out in later life he could afford to do it. But every now and again he'd ring me up and say, hey, look, I've broken a wire. I don't want to go back to the doctor. Can you pop over and pull it out for me?
Pull it out. And?
He'd swallow a painkiller and a shot of scotch. I'd have a shot of scotch myself just so I could suffer it.
That's what all doctors do before operating. You're all on the pitch.
But of course, only one side was broken, so we had to cut the other side first and then pull it through.
Now, what did you cut with? Hacksaw?
Oh, no, just a pair of pliers out of the cupboard.
Oh, no, and you snipped it. Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know how thick the steel was.
Yeah.
And did the operation go well, Dr. Michael?
No, he ended up having his leg off a few years later.
Okay.
Do not try this at home. Michael, thanks, Michael.
Did you sterilise with the scotch that you were drinking? Is that how we sterilised?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Where was Mum?
Oh, she was watching in horror.
Nice
holding
story,
the bottle.
Mate.
You're just shaking her head, you idiots. Luke.
Is it Dr. Luke?
No, it's my father, actually, Dr. Doug.
Oh, your son of Dr. Doug, yes.
No, when I was a child, he wouldn't pay to go to the dentist, so he removed all his teeth from a pair of pliers one morning. What were remaining, and then he picked us up from school that afternoon, and someone had cut him off. So he got out of the vehicle to approach the other car, and he got back into the car, and he was laughing.
Yes.
And we turned to him and said, "What are you laughing about?" And he said, "Well, yes, I had to laugh. Everyone in the intersection went out the windows, locked their doors, because obviously there was
blood,
some fluid leaking from the car."
Jesus.
Now, Luke.
Not a good idea.
Just remind us that morning, like, why wouldn't he just pull out the one that was hurting? Why did he pull all of them out?
In his mind, he thought if he got rid of all of them, then he could go get dentures.
Okay, yeah.
They wouldn't trouble him again, would they, Luke,
and
then
some
if they
days,
were gone?
It's like a tennis player. You're in form. You may as well keep on going if you're hitting him.
You're on a roll.
Yeah.
He said he pulled out the remaining ones. How many did he actually pull out, Luke? How many did he have left?
He had a lot. Oh. He would have pulled out a substantial amount of teeth.
20.
Now, Luke, do you remember Dr. Doug? What did he eat for the next 6 weeks or so? Just custard?
Soup.
Not much.
Oh. What about Kim from Northlakes, Texas, Marto? She said her grandpa would use the dark room to take his own x-rays. Doctor, not a doctor.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. We got time from Nate from Woodford.
Yeah. Go to Nate. Dr. Nate, is it?
Hey,
is it doctor or professor?
Nah, mate, it's my grandfather.
Oh, doctor grandfather, yes. What did he do?
So he cut the top of his finger off and couldn't find a Band-Aid, so decided to just wrap it in cobwebs to collate the blood until he found a Band-Aid.
Oh, cobwebs.
In cobwebs. It's modern
genius.
Medicine.
That's like an ancient
network.
Remedy.
Did it work?
Yeah, it stopped. Oh,
did he still keep his finger, though?
Yeah, it was only just the tip of it, so it wasn't too serious.
The tip. I'm not sure if you realise the theme here, gentlemen. Thank you, Nate, from Woodford. That they're all old people, you know, because back in those days they didn't have access.
Pre-medicine.
You know, good medicine like we do, and healthcare and private health.
I mean, the average life expectancy
Medicare,
is going up, isn't it?
Bulk billing.
Like,
so
medicine seems to work. It's going up.
Don't do this at home, ladies and gentlemen. Go and see a doctor.
The other side of the coin is it was very popular. We have got so many calls. We've got to go to the traffic. Gary from Greenback, there was a nail gun incident. I'm sure he fixed it up himself. Dog split mouth open. That's from Bo from Albany Creek. There was too many.
Megan at Northlakes. Mm. Staples on lacerations out west.
Thank you.
A lot of qualified people listening to Triple M.
There's a lot you can do with super glue that's just not timber to timber.
A lot of doctors out there.
A lot of doctors.
Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
I know it was bit of news yesterday how the Premier, Palaszczuk, she took her partner to a Olympic meeting and there was a blow-up. Oh, what'd you do that for? And she said, oh, no, it was just an informal meeting. Didn't matter. And we were down in Sydney.
Can I just say, in her defence, she gets a fair copping from us. Mm. She looks really lovely at the moment. She looks like she's in love, you know, a woman in love. She's light in the hair. She's
glowing.
Wearing colourful clothes again.
Okay.
She used to wear all black and have dark hair. And
it's as if she's making us pay to make her look better.
Well, she looks good. Good on her. She's in love.
Good on her. Well, I heard that she was apologising. I thought, this is going to be interesting. And she did. She said, sorry, I made a mistake. And good on her for admitting it.
Accountability. We like that in our politicians.
And I'm standing there at the press conference. I thought, I'm not going to miss an opportunity here.
You
turned up.
I thought it's going to be an interesting one.
It's been
a while. I thought, I'm going to ask a couple of questions myself and see what happens.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Premier, do you think it was wrong to stand up all those days and taunt other states with your double donut claims and now there are 5,000 COVID cases per day?
I recognise that I have made a mistake.
Are you willing to address those NRL player rumours yet?
We stayed in the same hotel room. We were all in town there. We got together on a Sunday.
Do you believe it was incorrect to block everyday Queenslanders from seeing each other for so long while your rich and famous mates could come and go as they liked?
Yeah, I made a mistake, so I'm sorry.
Sorted. I'm glad we got that out.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, can we start with a Truma this morning?
Yeah.
Remember that one I had? Had a little one. We told you we spoke about. There's a big development at Wooloowin. It's next to the church there, along the railway line. What's that? Chalk Street and Morris Street, I think. In there, it was a it's a huge development in Wooloowin. And we said it was about to fall over. We'd heard over due to rising costs and shortages of builder.
Yeah.
People have paid their deposits. They're saying you're going to have the money back. We'd heard that the developer's legal team would be contacting owners who'd paid their deposit in the next few weeks to give them the bad news.
Yes.
We'd heard from one of the owners. And then we had Jamie from Newmarket called in to say that is incorrect. Legal team started calling people yesterday. He said that a young woman from the developer's office has been given the task of calling about 70 owners who'd all paid.
Oh,
and
dear.
All
70.
70. She'd need a drink at the end of the day. So, true. And keep them coming, things like that, from the building industry. There's a lot of our listeners know inside stuff.
And if you happen to give us one and it comes true, you could go on the running to win $1,000. Your rumour could be worth $1,000, Marto, that one that you just gave us.
Yeah.
Make sure you let your person know. I've got a rumour for you. Terry from Goodna has been in contact with us. His best mate works at a company that sells vending machines.
I love vending machines.
I'm still trying to find a Moët and Chandon vending machine. Have you seen one down at the casino? It's just full of champagne bottles.
You want one of them in here?
No, I want in my
house.
Are you
serious? That's a thing.
It's a thing. Wow. I want one.
There's White Claw vendors, I've seen.
What are they?
Yeah, you know, the Seltzer cans. Seltzer.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll get the Seltzer in here for you and the champagne.
I want a champagne.
So the reason that it'd be at the casino is that's the only place that has $100 notes in their ATM. So you'd go straight from the ATM to buy a bottle of
champagne.
Your silly
I think $100
champagne.
Would do it for you.
So what are you talking about?
Well, all of their machines take FPOS, but many
what,
of the
vending
ones,
machines?
Yeah. But many of the ones that they service and sell still accept coins.
Mm.
And they've been given the brief to start phasing out machines that accept 5 and 10 cent coins because they've been given the heads up that government has decided to stop minting those coins later this year.
Why?
Well, the copper and the nickel in the coins are now worth more than the coins themselves. So it costs more to make them than it actually costs.
So ones and twos, they went 30 years ago, ones and 2 cent pieces. So now they're going fives and tens.
Fives and tens will be phased out by the end of the year.
By the end of this year.
Well, obviously people will still have them, so they'll still circulate in a sense.
Take them to the bank and you can, like you did with the old notes as well. Remember they got rid of the $1 and $2 notes.
But
too.
For 5 or 10 years afterwards, you could still use them.
Mm.
So little kiddies aren't going to be able to go the little, what was
I
on
mean,
that?
There's not much that 5 cents and 10 cents does for
I've
you.
Actually,
is this an echidna?
I found some change here.
A little
this side of the desk.
Spiny,
well, have a guess. What's on the five?
The five's a little spiny
echidna.
Yes, an echidna. And a lyrebird on the 10, I reckon. Have you got a 10 there?
I've got one of every denomination. What do you got on the 10? Yeah, it's
lyrebird.
Like some sort of, it's a lyrebird.
Is there platypuses? Right? No, kangaroos on the 20. No, what's on the 20? Oh, God.
This is big. What's on the 20? Because you've named something
person,
that's on both.
It?
What's on the 20?
Platypus.
What do you reckon, Marto?
That was the old... Yeah, I'm going to say platypus. Yeah. And on the 50 is all sorts of things, because that was an official one.
Is a person.
How many edges on the 50, Margot?
Is it an octagon? 8 or 10?
I thought it's going to go 12.
Yeah. Is that a dodecahedron?
Are we still on the radio?
All right,
Margot, what's on on most $1 coins?
A person.
No, 5 kangaroos, I reckon.
Oh.
Would that be right?
2, 3, 4, 5 it is.
And on a $2? Ooh.
I don't know. I don't deal in cash. I deal in plastic.
Tap away.
Pay wave. I'm just a pay wave kind of girl. I don't have coins.
No. Hold on. All right. Well, you'll have the trouble playing this game. Have you got all the coins there, Dan?
Yeah, I've got every denomination.
Throw them on the desk one at a time and you've got to nominate.
Okay.
Can I have their different heaviness?
Oh,
boring. Go on.
Okay, so I've got the mic.
You go first, Margo. Right.
What's this? Don't look, Tate.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at you.
Ready?
I'm making
ready? What's this?
Oh, that sounds thick and heavy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $2.
Me too. I'm saying $2.
That
was a 20 cent, guys, which I reckon is a similar weight.
Same
to
weight.
Two. Okay, what's this?
Do another one. Do it again. Oh.
Did you think
was that the
20
again?
Coin? Yeah. I'm going $2 this time.
Where are you going, Margo?
20.
That's a fitty.
Oh.
Couldn't you not hear the sharp edge?
Do one more.
All right, hang on. Do people want to play as well? Maybe.
Actually, don't. What are we playing? 1-3-3-5-3.
Okay.
The coin game.
Yeah.
Is that a good name for a game?
Sounds incredible, Margo.
You got prizes there? Yeah, there's big prizes for the coin game.
You get the total denomination of all the coins that has in his hand.
We'll give you the coins and we'll give. We got some Barnsley tickets. We got all kinds of stuff.
So, what are they going to do? 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call.
Give us one more.
We're going to guess.
Do one more before. before we take calls.
Guess which coin Dan is dropping.
I'll give you an easy one. If you don't get this, both mugs. Ready?
Oh, yeah. That's five.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Nice well and done. Light and tinny. Zane from Wynnum Rain, because he wants to play the coin game.
Oh, it's called Guess That Coin, mate, please. Guess
That Coin. Apologies. Zane from Wynnum, you think you know your coins, your shrapnel?
Oh, pretty well.
Zane, while you're driving along in the console near your left hand, is there any coins in there?
Yeah.
Righto, well, you know your coins, I bet. Mm. The best of chewing.
Well, let's put him to the test. Mm. Zane, Dan has a series of coins behind the desk over there that we can't see, and he's going to drop one, and you've got to guess which coin it is. If you get it wrong, we move on to Daniel from Birkdale. If you get it right, though, we'll give you another coin and then maybe a prize. Are you ready?
Good luck, Zaney.
Righto.
All right, Zaney, nail this. We'll give you the coin and tickets to Barnsley. So you'll get the coin on the bar at Barnsley.
Right.
What is it, Zane?
Zane from...
Me a $2.
Sorry, Zane. It's been enjoyable. Daniel from Birkdale, you understand how to play this Guess That Coin game?
Same coin. Are you ready, coin. Daniel?
Yeah, I am, yep.
What is it?
Is it a dollar?
Yes, Daniel.
Well done.
Absolutely nailed it.
Guess That Coin. Well done. So you are off to see Jimmy Barnes play live at the Entertainment Centre. No. Yeah, we'll get this as well, Daniel. We're going to throw a dollar on the bar for you, mate.
We'll get the dollar,
sir. Good on you, bro.
Nice. You didn't think that was going to happen today, did you?
No, I didn't expect that.
Jimmy Barnes, Soul Deep 32, a special guest, Teskey Brothers, Brisbane Entertainment Centre, Saturday, 2nd July. Tickets on sale now, frontiertouring.com. That's Daniel's.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Marto and Margo on your Wednesday morning on Triple M 17 at Fernie Grove right now, headed for a top of 25 today.
Amber Heard against Johnny Depp. We're going, who would possibly be interested in this nonsense? They should just keep behind doors. But what did you just tell me?
Well, the fans have voted, Marto. And there's a video under the hashtag Justice for Johnny Depp. Okay. And those videos have clocked up a collective 5.5 billion views.
There's only 7 billion people on the planet Earth.
It says
it's a bit of overlap.
Is there a few doubling up?
I think so.
It's roughly 869 times more successful than the opening weekend of Depp's final Fantastic Beasts film. It would have sold out 27 million theatres.
Oh, funny you're paid. Well, I thought it was disgusting, but there was something that came out yesterday from one of the witnesses.
Yeah, well, we've heard a lot about bathroom activities through this trial. Mm. I mean, the nickname Amber Turd's been coined with some bedroom stuff going on.
The dogs, it was the dogs.
Yeah, of
course. Pistol and boo, of
course. Dogs doing human-sized poos.
Yeah, there was a fingertip that went missing. Mm. There's been all sorts of allegations. It's hideous. It's absolutely hideous. The whole trial is, disgraceful. The behaviour from both of them is incredibly toxic.
But it went down one level yesterday.
It might be contagious because now the witnesses are getting on board as well. Dear. So they've called a witness to the stand.
Tell me
if you think this is actually happened or someone's jimmied this up.
And can you just describe for those of us who have no idea, like myself, what does arnica cream look like?
It's kind of like a white...
What about that?
She owned it.
Can you just... because she'd been asked, tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Arnica cream makes me flatulate too if I had...
Do you want the full thing or the isolation?
No, do the isolation. Okay. Nobody's dropped this in. This is fair dinkum.
Did she say that was me?
You know what happens in the morning? You release some pressure and next thing you know, the puffer valve's gone.
I love she was that nervous. She admitted to it, though. Yeah. She was accountable. She said, that was me. Sorry.
If you watch the video, she actually leans over. Yeah, she leans over. She cocks it and really gives it to him.
Oops.
Pardon me, judge.
Expert witness.
Objection. You're on Triple M.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, guys, remember yesterday there was that dog. You had a news cross. It would have been 6:45, maybe 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah, they're saying at Greenslopes.
Dog loose.
Just at the Birdwood Road exit.
Yeah, on the side of the M1.
That's right.
Apparently the incident went on and on and on. They had it on the news because finally, they had pictures and stuff.
Well, I said to you, Marto, yesterday, there is a cafe on the corner there on the service road called Black Lab, and it's a dog-friendly cafe. And I was thinking, I hope it's not someone's pet that's run off.
There was no explanation, but here's the report.
Four legs, not four wheels, caused chaos on the Pacific Motorway during morning peak hour. A dog running loose brought traffic to a standstill, dodging rescue attempts from Green Slopes all the way to McGregor. After 20 minutes, it was captured safely, but doing so reportedly caused this three-vehicle crash.
Bad dog. That's a little snout slap right there.
What sort of puppy dog was he? How distressing.
It was a white coat, but a mixed breed sort of thing, and a medium-sized dog, not a large, medium.
Could you imagine how scared he would have been with all those big cars coming at him?
That's his worry. I got three people who have been involved in a car accident going, who's going to pay for this? Like, if my cow gets out of the paddock and a truck and a car hits it and rides itself off, I have to pay.
Interesting.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Are you liable for your dog?
For hitting the animal? Horse, why don't you slow down or stop?
Oh, I don't know. Well, there's the grey area, of course, with kangaroos. Who owns them? Yeah. Like Australia owns them.
They're a wild animal.
Well, if your kid gets out of the house and runs out the highway, people are calling docs, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Irresponsible.
All right, so do you get your dog taken from
irresponsible
you?
Dog ownership. Mm.
Do we form a department called dogs?
Well.
This used to... when I grew up, there were dogs wandering everywhere and there was dog poo everywhere because no one had fences and there were no rules.
Well, that's why they brought rules into place to stop the dogs going on the road and people walking in their crap. Yeah.
So what do you reckon, Marto? What should happen to this person whose dog strolled onto the highway and caused a three-car pileup? What would you... If you're the Prime Minister, what would you do?
Oh, he pays for the whole thing. Boom. The whole three... All three cars. In fact, he has to paint them himself.
What's the consequence for the dog?
Oh, the dog's all right. It's a
chain
dog.
Time.
It's a human's fault. Yeah, chain time. Chain get time. Out of the house.
You're on Triple M.
I think we all know as of 2:30 yesterday afternoon, the party is over. The free money has come to an end and it's time to start paying the piper. And I tell you what, did you watch the announcement by the Reserve Bank?
How long have you known me?
All right. That's why I'm playing.
No, I didn't. Sorry. What happened?
Well, you'd be pleased to know that the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. whatever his first name is, Lowe, he's the sort of guy you'd want as the governor of the Reserve Bank. He is in the top three most boring people in Australia.
Dull.
That it is now time to begin withdrawing some of the extraordinary monetary policy support that was put in place to help the Australian economy during the pandemic.
He would have been around to make the announcement of when it was 24%, wouldn't he?
He invented money.
That,
if there's one thing, there's a guy who used to do it, and older listeners will remember him, Bernie Fraser. He then went on, because everyone took the piss out of how dull he was, he went on to do a heap of piss-taking superannuation ads. It was actually quite good.
God.
Hello, I'm Bernie Fraser, and you remember me as the Reserve Bank Governor. And then he took, but that's what you want. They're looking in charge of our money or whatever.
If they thought that this guy, though, was better than Bernie Fraser, geez, Bernie Fraser must have been dull.
All right, let's get exciting, because then they had some bright, young, good-looking people commenting about the Reserve Bank rates. Not great news over the next 2 years.
Westpac is forecasting 8 cash rate hikes, including the one we've just had, in the next 13 months.
Okay, so you're clear on that? Yeah, eight. So it'll go up a little bit, and then they're going, it'll probably be increasing by 2%, which takes it, to real money, 6% or so.
I'm not the money man in my household, Marto, so it's gone a little bit over my head. Right. But 0.25 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's gone to 0.35.
That's not a lot, though, is it?
I know, but if you keep on knocking it up, and then they started going, it's going to be on the average mortgage of this much, it'll end up costing you this much more. And then finally, one girl nailed this. You can't get all these figures in your mind. Yep. She nailed it. If in 2 years it keeps going up and up and up, things are going to get serious.
It's like buying a washing machine every single month.
Come on. Where are you going to store them all?
Exactly.
How big a washing machine are they?
Are they front loaders? Are they top loaders? It's confusing.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, gentlemen, Mother's Day is just around the corner. I'm not sure, Dan, if you're prepared. I know you are a father of two young children.
Yeah, I forgot about my wife. I think about my mum all the time.
Yes.
I'm like, I've got to get mum a present, but I forgot that I'm married to a mother. That's an issue.
Well, my husband always says that. He says, I'm not your son. I don't need to buy you a gift. I said, no, but you are the father of our four children who don't have money and can't go to the shops on their own.
Yeah.
So you need to be responsible for them, because I love the Mother's Day stall, which is on at school today. And if you've got a Mother's Day stall at school, don't forget to give your kids money this week, dads, because they go and get all the, like, the mugs. I love you, world's number one mum. Mutto, it would have been a while
what
since
you
like?
Probably... Mm. What would you like? Because I used to get I was a practicing builder, a fully operational builder, and my kids would buy me a 2 meter measuring tape.
Yeah, cute. And it says world's number one dad.
Every year.
Or a mug or a really big beer glass. You know, there's lots of keyrings, necklaces.
I've had paper tie? Wasn't that the old big thing for dads? They'd make paper tie at school that would go straight in the shredder.
Or I remember at kindy, didn't they give you a hugs? You know, this qualifies you for a hug. Oh, listen, I'll grab one when I want one.
We don't need a super spreader.
Look, cute artwork if you've got little kids is always cute, when they've made you something, a handwritten beautiful card.
Like these fridge manufacturers make beautiful fronts of fridges and you just wreck it with these three-year-olds with no talents artwork.
I'm not sure if I'll be getting anything from my eldest daughter, Memphis. She's 12. It seems I may or may not have embarrassed her on a few occasions recently. This one was at the cross-country carnival, Marto. Tell me what you think about this.
Go, girls. Good job. Keep running. Don't be lazy.
I'm not lazy. I don't want to run.
Run it.
Hold on. Were you having a conversation while she ran?
Remember a couple of weeks ago, Marto, I told you I drove up and down the drive.
Did you go from the highway? Somewhere out near Redlands and you
I
had
went
to go
from
back
the city to Daisy
there.
Hill, Daisy yeah. Hill to Carina, yeah. Carina back to Daisy Hill, yeah. Daisy Hill back to Carina, yeah. Carina to Daisy Hill to Underwood, just so that I could be across three of my children's sport on that day. Right? So I'd made huge amounts of effort to get to rugby league, to get to cross country, back to rugby league, and
you're
then to a
the
second cross country carnival. And I get down there to see Memphis walking the cross country carnival. And I'm like, how dare you walk?
She's quite a good athlete too. I know that. And she runs fast. She's a good sprinter.
She had made me do a 3K run the night before to prepare for the cross country. And she was doing like 5K minutes, whatever that is.
5 minute K's.
That one. 5 minute K's. And I'm like, babe, you got this in the bag. You'll be right. And then all of a sudden she turns up to school. It's not cool to run anymore because I'm in high school now and we're going to just walk across the finish line.
I just don't want to run in that audio.
She said, I don't want to run.
Have you run this by Corey, who played sport at the top level? You shouldn't be negative when you're yelling at athletes. Don't be lazy. You should have given us something positive to shoot for.
No, I'd already said, come on, run, let's go, do this.
No, I heard you say, don't be lazy.
I did say, don't be lazy. Yes. I also said this. You better hurry up. I drove all the way down the highway to be here.
That will do, mate. Right. That will do,
and
me.
And she ran through a crowd.
You made it about you. Somehow it became about you. Did you really say I drove all the way here?
Yeah, let's confirm.
Hold on.
You better hurry up. I drove all the way down the highway to be here.
Where was I in a hurry to get back to?
This was actually
my talented child.
My girlfriend in beside me who's saying, go, Mimi. She was taking a video of her daughter who was just behind Memphis and got me yelling that.
Screaming.
She's like, I just got that on video. I'm like, can you please delete that?
Happy
never
Mother's
to
Day.
Be seen again.
Hey, we've got some time here. Do you want to open the phones?
Yeah, 1-3-5-3. Embarrassing mum. Stuff your mum did or stuff you do as a mum that embarrass your kids. Because I know when I wear my Ugg boots to pick up, the kids hate it. Now they're at an age where they know Ugg boots is not a form of footwear.
Outdoor footwear.
Outdoor footwear.
Are there ever any... Oh, you don't see school drop-off, but I used to see...
I don't do drop-off in the morning.
90s with little flimsy dressing gowns.
But I think it says something, Marto, if I'm doing pick-up in the afternoon at 3 p.m. and still in my pyjamas and Ugg boots.
Depends how many savvy bees you've had, you know. If you're waddling on in your nightingale, it could have been a big arvo.
So you're looking for embarrassing mums?
Yeah, 1-3-5-3. Have you got an embarrassing mum? Were you an embarrassing mum, or you might still be like I am?
Let's own it. Let's reward them. We've got some Mother's Day themed prizes here as well. Cote Noir perfumed floral arrangement worth $100, and Jessica James Hair Salon have jumped on board as well.
I'm going to give us a blow dry.
Because Margo's come all this way to talk to you.
I drove all the way out the highway to do this radio show. Don't disappoint me.
We can reward some embarrassing mums here too, Margo.
Reward you.
Let's Scott from the Grange.
How are you?
Actually,
my wife's pretty crafty and she doesn't want to talk. She's in right now, but we've got high school kids and one's at second year university. She's trying to hang on to their child or puts notes in there but cuts the sandwiches into shapes like love heart.
Oh, my God.
I love her, Scott.
quite funny.
Would you have ever yelled at any of the kids while they're doing cross country, run faster, I had to come, I had to drive all the way here? Would she do that? No.
Well, no, she does pretend she watched them score a goal or whatever.
That's okay.
Scott, what's her name? Give her a shout out.
Anita, she's next to me, yeah.
Anita, happy Mother's Day for Sunday. You're an incredible mother.
Yeah,
Anita.
Does Anita, does she need a present?
Anita needs a present.
Should we hook her up with something?
Yeah,
she sounds great, yeah. Let's give her the Cote Noir perfume floral arrangement valued at $100, Scott.
Beautiful, incredible.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Hey, and can it...
Oh, she's there.
Anita.
Hey, Anita.
Yeah, I'm actually teaching. I'm on Zoom at the moment and Scott's phone in my face.
You got the dog going off in the background.
Get back to your class. You've got more important things. Not only is she an incredible mother, she's an incredible teacher too. Look at her prioritising her students.
Anita's idea with the love letters in the lunchbox is a wonderful, wonderful idea. She's taught all of Brisbane. That's
I've written on their banana skins before. I love you.
What,
a little
run faster? You bastard.
I draw the level at cutting their sandwiches into shapes, though.
The Cote Noir, by the way, thanks to Nextra News Agency. So give them a little plug here for all your last-minute Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah, $100.
Yeah, we got one more to go. We got a couple of calls. Do you want to talk to Nikki?
Let's go to Nikki.
Would Nikki say, if the children don't win races, I don't even know whether you're my children. You may be adopted. Well, do you do that, Nikki?
I do.
Do you make them walk home if they don't get first too, Nikki, like me?
Not really, but I must agree with you that kids are lazy of today.
They are, aren't they? They're so entitled. I mean, we do all of this running around for them, and the least that they can do is be grateful and appreciative.
But we're looking for embarrassing mums. Is it you?
No, it's my mum.
Oh, what did she do, Nikki?
She egged me.
What happened was, literally, kind of chicken eggs, whoop, here we go.
late 80s, early 90s, it used to be a thing at school in the UK, whereas if it was your birthday, you'd get egged by your mate. Yeah. So what you did was you always ran and you hid somewhere so no one could get you. No other mother ever turned up for this except mine.
Wow.
And she thought it was so funny to egg me in front of all my friends and everybody else walking down from the school, you know, earth open up, swallow me now, please.
Oh, my God, there's a reason you emigrated to Australia.
You're a witness protection.
Right. Yeah.
To get away from my mother.
That's exactly right.
How about a blow dry for you, Jessica James, the barracks, want to hook you up there.
Oh, clean all the egg, the chicken protein out of her hair.
The yolk out of your hair, mate.
Thank you.
Congrats and happy Mother's Day for Sunday. Yeah. All to all the mums out there.
And you too, Marg, you too.
To the first time mums, to the new mums, to the mums who are trying, to the mums who can't have babies, all of the ladies out there.
To the mums that yell too much at their children.
Yeah.
Run fast.
Whose kids don't run fast enough. We feel you too. How about you relax and make yourself feel good with free parking at the barracks, jessicajames.com.au. It's Triple M.